Part 1, The Mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In approaching this great mysterious subject, we must keep in our minds God is spirit and operates in the spirit realm. Everything he does is supernatural to us who are limited by our human abilities. Remember, God, before the foundation of the world, was a spirit being that filled all space and time. The same God still fills all space and time and is the spiritual substance that cannot be touched or seen. He places in us the mind that allows us to think and make choices for our betterment and for his namesake. This mind became separated and limited from God in the fall at the Garden of Eden. But since then, God made a way for us to access his supernatural, unlimited abilities, which we will look into through this writing. The scripture clearly states the mind of Christ, not the mind of Jesus. There were many with the name of Jesus at the time our Lord Jesus walked the earth as a human. Christ is the supernatural anointing or divine inspiration of God. Thus Christ spoke through the body he created from a virgin birth, the flesh man Jesus. He is God and our creator and has the ability to send his inspired word into the minds of humans to accomplish whatever he wishes. Isaiah 55 verses 9 through 11 tell us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." He has a purpose for everything he does. We know he finished his work of creation on the seventh day in Genesis, but his mediatorial work will continue until every one of his loved ones are redeemed. His perfect love always has an inspired and targeted purpose. He chooses to send his word through the minds of humans that are committed in love and oneness of purpose with him. Our God makes it possible for his people to access his supernatural mind, allowing the leadership of the Holy Spirit to bring victory in every endeavor of this earthly journey. Some think the mind and the brain are one in the same, but they are far from it. The brain is part of the human body that can be seen or even repaired by doctors with surgery. The mind is not a physical object. It cannot be seen or operated on with surgery. The mind and brain are different entities. Even when the body is relaxed or sleeping, the mind can be very busy going from one place or thing to another. Many compare the body to a house with guests dwelling in our mind. If allowed, these guests can take up permanent residence. We have the authority to not only terminate the stay of any guest dwelling there, but also to invite another to reside. This will influence and change our lives for the good or for the bad. Certain guests, demons, or states of mind, as some call it, disturb our peace and bring anger, jealousy, and many other things that cause interruptions and suffering. We are deceived into believing these problems or circumstances are brought on by ourselves, other people, or even God, causing our lack of trust and belief in God. By understanding what the mind of Christ is and how to acquire it, we can then replace this unrest with the peace that passes all understanding, as Christ is the Prince of Peace. There are many spirits or voices with totally different objectives, and the mind is the gate to these spirits. These spirits only have access to our minds when we allow them in. There are only two forces or kingdoms empowering these spirits, God and Satan. It is up to us as Christians to not be deceived This is accomplished through knowing God's voice and taking proper action by the right choices. Romans 8, verses 1, 2, and 6 tell us, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Many are deceived in believing much of our problems come from bad habits within ourselves and not of the evil force. Our bad habits originated from the negative influences of demonic powers. How by taking up residence in the mind they cause a habit to form. How eventually this includes chemical addiction, habits of nervousness, and so forth. Satan's power is only a perversion of God's power. That's not a real power unless we allow ourselves to be deceived into believing a lie. A lie is a truth mistold or perverted. Adultery is a righteous act misused. Satan is almost powerless unless he can have something or someone to work in, as he cannot create. Either the power of God's word influences our minds or the deception of Satan causing us to believe a lie. The only power Satan has is the power of deception, and he is a master at it. The only defense we have and need is the mind of Christ, which Satan has no power over.